June 6th, Isaiah chapter 11.
There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion, and the fattened calf together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. In that day the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time, to recover the remnant that remains of his people, from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. He will raise a signal for the nations, and will assemble the banished of Israel, and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The jealousy of Ephraim shall depart, and those who harass Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim. But they shall swoop down on the shoulder of the Philistines in the west, and together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall put out their hand against Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites shall obey them. And the Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and will wave his hand over the river with his scorching breath, and strike it into seven channels, and he will lead people across in sandals. And there will be a highway from Assyria for the remnant that remains of his people, as there was for Israel when they came up from the land of Egypt.
The Root of Jesse, Mary Patton Baker. An old-growth forest is a wonderful place to observe the progression from death to life in nature. Often you will find a beautiful tree growing out of an old stump. This happens because when a tree is reduced to a stump from wind, fire, or cutting, it is actually still alive. The roots are still storing energy for a new tree to grow from the old root system. A new tree finds a way to sprout. Isaiah uses similar imagery. The forest of the pride of the Davidic monarchy has been destroyed. Yet a root springs from a seemingly dead stump, the root of Jesse, the father of David. By naming Jesse, the prophecy indicates that even David's kingdom is rooted further back than David. Its source is the covenant the sovereign God made with David's ancestors to be faithful despite their unfaithfulness. The root is therefore God's profound love for his people. A new king, a new kingdom, and ultimately a new age will spring from the old. This new king will not be like the fickle Davidic kings. He will delight in God and be wise in his counsel. His judgments will not be based on what his senses perceive. He will not be swayed by power or wealth. In fact, he will take the side of the poor and weak. He will also be mighty in his rule, and will spread the knowledge and fear of the Lord. So much so that in his reign the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Chapter 11, verse 9. Harmony and unity will be the hallmarks of this age. Though one can look at this passage on many levels, most scholars agree that Isaiah's prophecy speaks far into the future, when the Messiah will come again to rule over a new heaven and earth. In this new creation, even the lion and the lamb will lie down together. With prophecies such as Isaiah's, our response should be one of hope and expectation. Rather than looking only at the specifics of how such a prophecy will be fulfilled, we should look at our own role in the story. How do our lives reflect the character of our Messiah? He has sent us a down payment on his future kingdom by granting Christians the fullness of the Spirit. Thus, we can know the intimate knowledge of God that Isaiah speaks of. If we look, we can see God's presence in the world, despite the pain and death. Like the new tree springing from an old stump, God's life and love will find a way as we yield to his gracious power.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.